You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
For lunch today, I know I got parked in the fridge a little plate of leftovers left from Thanksgiving. Am I good?
Saturday, Sunday,
Monday. Am I good? What do you think?
Saturday, Sunday. Well, they have those things you can go online.
I know, but...
And it will break it down depending on what it is. Like, are the mashed potatoes still good or are they not? Is the pie still good? Is it not?
But what if some of it's good and some of it's not and some of it they're touching, you know, because it's all kind of left on one plate. There's touching. There's cross-contamination
right
now.
All on one plate?
Well, yeah, we consolidated down to one little plate now that's left. It's a perfect, like, lunchtime portion size. And there's some taters on there, some sweet potatoes. My mom's
plate. That's weird
broccoli
to me.
Corn bake.
You don't keep everything in its own little Tupperware?
No.
Oh, that's no. What, we've got all the separate Tupperwares.
No.
What's the one you're most concerned about? I'll look it up real fast.
Maybe the sweet potatoes, because I know there's like egg in it, the way Nicole makes it, there's egg and other stuff in it. And then there's like this broccoli corn bake that my mom makes. It's really good, but I know that's full
Yuck.
Of like, no, it's good.
Oh, it's that's good. What
I
you
know
have?
It sounds horrible.
That's what you're excited
it
about?
It sounds horrible.
A broccoli corn bake? I can't even talk to you anymore.
The crust that's on it, oh.
Come on. You've got a crust.
Anyway, I feel like if I nuke it for like 45 minutes, it'll probably kill everything on there. I'm going to go for it.
Broccoli that's been sitting for
yeah,
like
Yeah, but it's different.
A week.
It's one of those things where it's broccoli but disguised with butter and cheese and breadcrumbs. And
yeah,
you'd never know if broccoli was in there.
Sound like a parent now.
Dude, over the break, we had, instead of tater tots, you can buy now breaded cauliflower or breaded carrots. They're sitting next to the tots in that aisle.
Mm-hmm.
The shelf is always full. But I snagged some of the breaded carrots, and I put them in the air fryer. Life-changing. Life-changing. I don't know
I
if I'll go back to tots.
I still have an air fryer, so.
Cyber Monday, buddy.
That's all we need is another
Cyber
damn gadget
Monday.
In the kitchen.
That the air fryer will change your life. It is a quality appliance. It is life-changing.
I might want to wait anyway because I know I've done this a lot, but now I am damn serious about my eating habits because I've just been a complete wreck for the last 3 months.
You fell off the wagon super quick. You were hardcore for a few months there.
I was hardcore.
You're
I was
fasting,
doing fine.
No alcohol.
Then I fell off. Yes.
What was it that made you fall off? Do you remember? It's probably a dang chocolate cake.
And it was. I think it was the oatmeal chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, yeah.
So I am just getting sugar out of my life again. I was like, but it's evil. You know, it's insidiously evil.
It is.
And I know a lot of people say, no, you can't during this time.
That's the thing. Why are you doing it right now?
Because if you stop and think about it, in a pandemic situation when you're just home all day, really, on December 8th, you have to, like, be jamming your face full of, like, Christmas cookies? Or December 4th or December 18th? I mean,
yes
I can
is the answer. Yes.
Christmas Eve and Christmas, I'm sure I will be.
Isn't your wife doing a bunch of Christmas baking and just doing cookies? And
well,
she's doing none of that right
does
now?
She does baking.
Well, then you will on December 8th want something that she's
but
made.
I won't.
Some
I'll
delicious
be-
peppermint bark.
I will be good. I
Magic
mean,
bars.
When I really put my mind to it, I'm fine. So
she's going to make Christmas that fudge.
Eve, Christmas and maybe New Year's I might have something. But otherwise, I'm back on this no sugar thing. I'm tired of it killing me.
All right. Big talker.
So I can't go get your
I made fudge. Up the stairs.
Well, she made a kind of keto vegan
yuck.
Fudge.
Yuck. You might as well eat the box that your Amazon package comes in.
I will say, it's got a lot of like coconut oil stuff in it
all
or something.
Right,
so it's got
okay.
a coconutty flavor. It's not bad.
Okay.
I mean, all things considered. If it's either that or eat an old tennis shoe, I mean, I'll think about it for a minute.
How much sugar is in that shoe?
Yeah, right.
Well, good luck. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
To you and yours.
Thank you. Speaking of holidays and everything, one of the issues that is brought up every year is how much stress is resting on people's poor little heads during holiday season. And there's a story out. I was even writing a piece about this for the Mindbender Club mailer that's going out today because I find this so interesting. And it makes total sense, Jer. When I say it to you, you tell me if this makes sense or not. They say because of the pandemic, the holidays will be less stressful than usual.
I would think so.
Yeah. Here's what they base it on. They say, if you think about it, fewer parties.
Yeah.
Not as much traveling. Fewer family gatherings. Fewer arguments. And emptier calendars.
There you go. All day long. All of them.
All of those remove stress from your life.
You don't have to worry about looking good because you're not going to see family or getting your Christmas clothes together and shopping mm-hmm. for the kids for their Christmas stupid dresses and stuff mm-hmm. that we have to do. Yeah, I get it. You just park yourself at home and enjoy the season. We're even talking about maybe not even doing Christmas cards this year. You know, we do the photo card every year and we're like, what's the point? We didn't do anything worth putting on a photo card. We didn't travel anywhere because, you know, there are cards to brag about where you've been. I think last year was our San Diego or something. It was us on a beach. I don't think we're even going to do that.
Not even the cards, huh?
I don't think so.
I was kind of banking on getting the Christmas card from you guys. Yes, I was.
Really?
I save all of them.
We thought about doing something kind of funny, if we could do something funny.
Like just do it.
Pose with toilet paper or something, you know? Just I don't know how funny that is. How original that is this year.
It made me laugh just describing
it. So maybe. That. I don't know. We'll see. We thought about building a toilet paper fort and like hiding in it and doing, something.
Well, you've got like 6,000 rolls, so you might as well go ahead.
Yeah, so I don't know.
So anyway, the people that did the survey said that it's not like the stress levels are down significantly, mm-hmm. but they have dropped. And they said they attribute it all to the fact that people are not going to be doing all of these things. Like even just, for instance, the company Christmas party.
Yes. Yes.
Which,
I love our company. I love the people that work here.
Yes.
Hate the Christmas party. Hate the potluck.
No, every year
when the email goes out with that, it'll be on Thursday at noon. It's like,
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, our company Christmas party is never an evening party somewhere. It's during the day at the office. They provide lunch, and that's the Christmas party. So you don't have to worry about bringing your spouse or anything like that. And your spouse is saying, thank God. I mean, quite honestly, with just a few exceptions of people out there, the majority of people have no desire to go to their spouse's Christmas party.
Right, and hang with people you don't know and make small talk. Make sure you say the right thing.
You have to appear interested. Going to your spouse's, now going to your own Christmas party, I think is fine. I have no problem with that. But going to a spouse's Christmas party, 9 out of 10 people are like, ugh. Do we have to? Can we leave early?
That's how I am with the one here. It's always like, yeah, because, you know, we get in here at the butt crack of dawn, and then they make us stay until noon.
Oh.
You have to wear something festive.
I've seen you participate in the ugly sweater contest before.
Forced merriment.